As far as train journeys go, trips to Carlisle are some of the most beautiful in the country. As you enter the city, you're surrounded by spectacular natural beauty, a rich cultural history, and of course, a fascinating musical history too. As you leave the station, turn onto English Street, head 10 minutes up the road, and you'll come to the Crown and Mitre Hotel, a true Carlisle institution, with impressive Edwardian-style features, log fires, and a sweeping open staircase. But as beautiful as it may be, it hasn't always been as welcoming to strangers as it is today. Back in November 1963, a famous band was playing at the Lonsdale Cinema. Having finished their gig and thirsty for a drink, the band stumbled upon the Crown and Mitre and decided to head in. However, legend has it that they stood out like a sore thumb in the fancy institution and within 5 minutes were asked to leave. But John, Paul, George and Ringo didn't hold it against the town, and the Beatles returned later that year to such a wild reception that they had to be smuggled out of the cinema in a post office van. A few years later, in 1967, the Lonsdale Cinema also played host to another superstar on the music scene, Jimi Hendrix. He wasn't a household name at that point and was fourth on the bill alongside some other incredible names from the era. And when we say incredible names, Engelbert Humperdinck, also Cat Stevens. While the venue previously down the road from Carlisle Station sadly no longer exists, it remains in locals' memories as one of the beating hearts of Carlisle's musical history. The Cosmopolitan Ballroom, often known as the Cosmo, was another well-known venue in the 60s in Carlisle. It was here that Pink Floyd performed in July 1967. The Who also were fans of the venue and performed there three times between 1966 and 69. Over the years, the Cosmo also hosted rock bands like Deep Purple, The Yardbirds and The Sweet, who had a number one hit with Blockbuster. If you fancy a festival with a beautiful backdrop, then don't miss out on Kendall Calling. Just take a 15-minute train journey from Carlisle to Penrith and you'll find the breathtaking grounds of Lowther Deer Park. What originally began as a small two-day festival for 900 people in 2006 has grown to become one of the highlights of the festival calendar, with bands like Stereophonics, Kaiser Chiefs, Foals and Elbow playing over 4 days to enthusiastic crowds of up to 25,000 people. For a more intimate night out, the Old Fire Station is Carlisle's main entertainment hub. A 10-minute walk from the station, with perhaps the best sound system in the town today, hilarious comedy shows, tribute acts and drag performances, there is an event for everyone. With so much music and history to offer in a beautiful part of the country, it's definitely worth a visit.